I think the requirement, though, is you got to be on a floaty so you can count as maritime mobile. Unless you're floating on a floaty, standing in the pool, you know, using your rig from the standing in the pool, you must be floating in said pool. It could be in a boat. It could be in an inflatable. It could be with water wings, for all I care. But you must be in the pool floating for pools on the air.
That sounds like a plan. But the nice thing is that you don't have to go and ruin your vacation and everything. But, yeah, I saw the weather forecast, and I said there was no way in hell that I was going to drag batteries and the Zygu and all that down. Then again, you're talking to someone who went and spent 5 days in London, wrapped around 4 days in Morocco, and due to some technical issues, after dragging around my ICOM, was it the 9300, 9700, whatever, that and a buddy pole, the nice thing is the host in Morocco did invite me to come back for free, but he wants me to try to find his son a job here. I'm going to say 73s, gentlemen. I'm just a half mile from the house. Good evening, W8WW.
Very good. Well, thanks, James, for dropping in, and good to make your acquaintance. Actually, I think we ran into you at a ham fest not too long ago. It was a Lance Cruise or something, I think. But, we've done some traveling, but I've never taken a radio with me. I was in Alaska last summer, and we were down in the Caribbean several winters in a row prior to that, and I've just not taken a radio. So I've got another trip booked for February of next year, 2027. The Caribbean, and it has crossed my mind that maybe I need to investigate who I have to ask permission for to take equipment on board. Can I go ashore? Can I take it? What do I have to do for licensing? But it's been low priority. Anyhow, all right. Well, like I said, thanks for jumping in, and great to make your acquaintance. W8FSM, Fred, over to you from KABB.
Connected.